Shanti. So today's topic is very useful, significant topic for us. It is about self-respect. It's the basis of our life. We can enjoy our Brahmin life if we practice self-respect. So we will discuss this topic in very detail, and I hope that from today your life will become the embodiment of self-respect. To the self-respect, we can also say higher consciousness. When Baba came down on this earth and he noticed that all of my children have forgotten everything, the great souls of deity religion have forgotten everything, so he started to remind us, you are not this, you are this. You are not this, you are this. And bit by bit, Brahmin souls started to realize that, oh, I am not this, I am this. Baba mentioned that your journey of knowledge began from one thing, who am I? And this journey will end with the same thing, who am I? First its step was that I am a soul. And last step will be, who am I? What kind of soul I am? How much powerful I am? What is my role in entire cycle? I will come to know. And at that time, we will have lot of intoxication. This is my role in whole cycle. I am this. Self-respect. It means to give respect to our own self. In spite of demanding respect from others, we have to give respect to our own self. Just as I am a great soul. This is respect for our own self. I am not a sinful soul, I am not a weak soul, I am not ordinary soul, I am the great soul of this world. I am the great soul in whole cycle. I'm the great soul of deity religion. So today, when you listen to this class, my aim in my mind is that we all will experience some points of self-respect at the same time. So I will take 5, 6, 7 points of self-respect, and I will explain how to practice it, how to bring it into our life. But before explaining it, before doing the practice of self-respect, we must know what are the benefits of this practice of self-respect. Self-respect will reduce our ego. First, and most important use. Because ego, it has become human life. In every part of life, a person behaves out of ego. But the more and more, the higher and higher our self-respect will go, we will becoming more and more humble. Egoistic feeling will end gradually and gradually, and it's our subtle effort to recognize our ego and to finish it. If a Brahmin who is on this journey of his spirituality is not realizing his or her ego and not working on ego, he will experience nothing. We must know Brahma Baba, who got first number, his basis of getting first number was that he could renounce the feeling of I-ness very quickly. He became free from this feeling of I-ness. Nothing belongs to me, everything belongs to Baba. Just Baba and Baba. First thing, first benefit. Second important benefit, those who are in self-respect, respect will come behind them like shadow. They need not to do anything to achieve respect from someone. Respect will follow him. It will come automatically to him. And Baba has mentioned, those who practice lot of self-respect, specifically Master Almighty, entire world will give respect to them. This is such a great thing. Entire world will bow their head in front of such a great person who had practiced that he or she is Master Almighty. We listen very often about Master Almighty in Baba's Avyakta Murlis and in blessings which we listen every day after Murli. I am Master Almighty. Third thing. Very good word we can use now, we can remember. A person who is in higher position will never face opposition. So if in your family, in your society, in your team, you want to remove, to get rid of opposition, you must become the embodiment of this higher position, that I am Master Almighty. Fourthly, very important, a yogi can charge the atmosphere and its basis is self-respect. Fifth, very important point, if a person is unable to control waste thoughts, he or she must practice self-respect. Self-respect will enable us to control all waste thoughts, and it will enable us to create higher thoughts, most elevated thoughts in our mind. As we know, our own thoughts are the real food for our mind, for our intellect. And we Brahmins need elevated thoughts in order to make progress in our spiritual life. Self-respect, pay attention, self-respect is the higher state of soul consciousness. So if we practice self-respect, it means we practice soul consciousness. It empowers us, it purifies us, it gives us lot of energy. Next benefit, our each and every thought creates energy. It's not just thoughts, it is creating energy. And this energy from soul, first of all, goes to our brain. It affects our brain. If our thoughts are negative, it means we are producing negative energy. This negative energy will go to our brain and will damage many things. And if we create powerful thoughts, if we create the thought of self-respect, this powerful energy will go to our brain and will empower our brain. So negative thoughts weaken our brain, powerful thoughts strengthen our brain. So give attention to your thoughts, and you need not to think a lot. Thoughts of self-respect are powerful thoughts. So you can make a list, not a big list, but just 25 thoughts of self-respect. I want to share the experience once, many years before, maybe 30 years before, when I was in Madhuban, Pandav Bhavan, many double foreigners used to come at that time, a small group like your group now. So, just one experience I share to you. One brother came to me and he asked me that I want your 1 hour time because I have lot of problems. So I want to discuss with you. Please give me 1 hour. I answered him, today I am busy, tomorrow I will give you 1 hour. Meantime, you should write 50 points of self-respect. Then come back to me. 50 thoughts of self-respect. How to write? Just I suggested him, write in one line, I am a great soul. Then again write it down, it's true that I am great. Thirdly, again write down, God has mentioned, O soul, O child, you are a great soul. So it's true that I am great. Feel it. So you have right to write down 50 points, but like this, each point 3 times, with good acceptance, with deep realization. And very important is acceptance. What happens with everyone? Take this example. Suppose you think, I am a great soul. Immediately, from inside, a voice will come up, no, you are not great. And our inner conscience reject it. You are not great. Then there is a fight. No, I am great. No, you are not great. We have to finish this fight. God has mentioned your great soul. Accept it. Do accept it. This is the first step in order to enjoy, to experience self-respect, or I can say our Brahmin life. For each point I mentioned him, write down like this 50 points. Next day, that brother came to me with a smile face, there was a glow on his face. I told him, now I have 1 hour for you, you can discuss your problem. And he answered smilingly, now I have no problem. Where problem gone? Problems are nothing but the creation of a weak mind. Problem is very small. But if we are weak, we consider it's a big thing. Problems are not big, we are great. Problems are not powerful, we are very powerful. In beginning, we were listening a song. Brother played a song. Its Hindi meaning was that you always think that my problems are very big. Oh, this problem, that problem, so many problems. But say to the problems, you are not powerful, my Baba is powerful. Talk to yourself this way. So what happened to that brother? As soon as he was going to write down 1 point, second point, third point, his inner powers were awakening. His inner good feelings were coming up. He was realizing, oh, I'm so powerful, I'm so great, I'm so pure, God is with me, my Father is with me, this problem is nothing. And problem finished. This is a great secret. We can understand. If we realize our own powers, we will experience in life there is no problem. Our life, Brahmin life, is free from all problems. So this way we have to work. Now I take few points of self-respect. You can note down and you have to practice it in your life and from today till Baba's meet. First point, I am a great soul. Second one, I am Master Almighty. Thirdly, I am the destroyer of obstacles. Fourth one, I am a victorious jewel. Fifth one, I am an angel of purity. I'm the master of nature. And seventh, I'm self-sovereign. Eighth, I'm the son, master, son of knowledge, master Gyan Surya. Hindi word is beautiful, you can note down Hindi word. Master Gyan Surya, Master Son of Knowledge, S-U-N, Sun, Sun in the sky. Master Gyan Surya. These are 8 very powerful and good points. Here are many, you can note down 25. I am a worship-worthy deity, I am ancestor, I am world benefactor, I am the beauty of the world. Like this. Now, As I mentioned about first point, I am a great soul. Sit in silence for 1 minute, please. Let this thought enter your subconscious mind. Sit in deep silence. You can close up your eyes too, if you want. And give this thought to your subconscious mind. Just say to your subconscious mind, "Oh, my subconscious mind, listen carefully. I am a great soul." God Himself has mentioned to me, you are a great soul. It's true that I am a great soul of deity religion. I am great. Really, I am great. Om Shanti. I would say you, in last 10 years, with the power of this one thought, that I am great souls, many souls have become free from depression and from the problem of sleeplessness. These two problems are increasing a lot in the world nowadays. Many, many are suffering from depression and insomnia, sleeplessness. I just suggest to people, at night, when you are going to bed for sleep, sit in silence and write down 108 times that I am a great soul. And experience of many that after 5 days they could not complete 108. They wrote only 50 times and slept. Because pure energy from soul enter their mind. They relaxed everything in the brain and they fell asleep. So this is such a powerful thought. I would also like to add one thing, so that in future, if you or your friend experience such negative thing in life, subtle depression, no sleep at night, one practice in the morning time you should do. When you wake up, I have mentioned many times that our first 10 minutes, this period of 10 minutes, is a wonderful period for us, for everyone, because at that time our subconscious mind is active, awakened. So at that time, have one thought in your mind, that in past thousands of years, from the Copper Age, if I have given any suffering or sorrow to someone, please forgive me. With true heart, ask pardon from everyone. And give blessing to them. Be happy. Be peaceful. May God bless you. Enjoy your life. Give blessing. So their negative vibrations which are coming to you will cut off. And you will feel free. And this problem of depression will end. Because many problems in human life are because of past karmic account. Thousands of souls came in contact with us after Copper Age. And their negative vibrations are affecting us at every moment, at every step. This is main reason of many disease, of many subtle problems in human life nowadays. They may be Brahmin or non-Brahmins. So I am a great soul and ask pardon from everyone. I am very sorry that because of ignorance, because of vices, I gave sorrow, I hurt your heart. Now I realize, please forgive me. It will work very wonderfully and you will become free. Second thought of self-respect, which is more, very much powerful, I am Master Almighty. Just as a child of a tiger is tiger, son of lion is lion, we are also the children of Almighty God, so we are also very powerful. One thing, accept it. Do it, accept. I am very powerful. I am the child of God, Almighty. But second important thing, listen it carefully and accept it. That moment we became Baba's children. Say, I said, Baba, you are my Baba. I am your child. At the same moment, what Baba did? He accepted us and he put his hand of blessing on our head and gave his all powers to us. So since we became Baba's children, he blessed us with all of his powers. So God's power are with me. Feel it. Be in disintoxication. God is Almighty. I am Master.
அடி.
Children, he blessed us with all of his powers. So God's power are with me. Feel it. Be in disintoxication. God is almighty. I am master almighty. The most powerful is one who is almighty God. And second number is mine. I am also very powerful. Give two thoughts always to yourself. I am more powerful than Maya. I am more powerful than problems. I am very powerful. So as soon as you realize it, you practice it, that I am Master Almighty, the vibrations of might vibrate out from you. So if you sit in your home and you practice 21 times, I am Master Almighty, I am Master Almighty, I am Master Almighty, it means you are charging the atmosphere of your home and you are creating a powerful aura around you. So nowadays, in order to protect yourself from bodiless souls, in order to protect yourself from black magic or from any evil thing, you must create every morning a powerful aura around you. You have to do it. Because now we are reaching to the very end of this iron-aged world. And everything has become vicious, tamopradhan, very negative, very cruel, very criminal. We have to protect ourselves. So I am Master Almighty. Every morning, at least 7 times, we all must practice it. And by this practice, our inner power will awaken. Thousands experience I got from many Brahmins. Big problems are solved with the practice of Master Almighty. If you have got any problem in your life and you see no future, your future has become full of darkness, forget everything and in the morning time, in 10 minutes, remember 108 times that I am Master Almighty. And within 7 days, 10 days or 21 days, problem will finish. I have mentioned thousands of cases. Such big problems that even doctors, astrologers, scientists could do nothing, and problems were solved because there is lot of power in our vibrations. Just as Baba was saying in today's Murli, power of yoga is very famous, prominent power in the world, because God has taught you this Raj Yoga. Through this Raj Yoga, we receive Baba's power. So it's a great power. It will bring a wonderful change in this entire universe. Our yoga vibrations will bring change in stars and planets, in moon and sun, in many things. So our yoga is not an ordinary yoga. It's a great thing. We are playing very wonderful role to bring a change in this universe, in this nature. Our yoga vibrations will change entire nature, will purify everything. So give attention to self-respect and yoga. Self-respect, which is soul consciousness, will make your yoga very easy. Third point, now let us practice for 1 minute. Silence, deep silence. I am Master Almighty. Almighty Baba put his hand of blessing on my head. Feel his hand on your head. He gave me all of his powers. Feel, visualize that from his hand I am Master Almighty, embodiment of all powers of Baba. I am very powerful. I am more powerful than Maya. I am more powerful than problems. I am Master Almighty. Om Shanti. Thus our inner powers get activated. On another beautiful yukti, listen. Suppose you are lacking decision making power. You are lacking power of tolerance. What to do? Wake up in the morning. Say good morning to Baba. And then remind yourself, I am Master Almighty, 7 times. And then at the end, create this thought that I have got complete power of making decision. I have got power to tolerate. It is perfect within me. Do it for 7 days. 7 times, 7 days in the morning, and you will experience that certain power will emerge within you, because it is there, but there many layers have come over it. So those layers will be removed and that hidden power will come up. And you will experience that my decisions are perfect now. My tolerance power is working now. Third, and very useful thought of self-respect. We can make it, we can accept it as Baba's blessing too. I am the destroyer of obstacles. Now one more thing before we discuss on third point. Every morning we can use another technique, it's also a secret. I am Master Almighty and success is my birthright. 7 times. Gate of success will open in your life. If you find somewhere any difficulty in any task, in any responsibility, remember in the morning 7 times, I am Master Almighty, success is my birthright. Beautiful experience you will get. You can also teach you to your children, those who have exam fear. As soon as exam comes near, they become more and more nervous. What will happen? What will happen? Exam fear. Ask them to remember every morning, 3 times only, I am Master Almighty, success is my birthright. Your children will become powerful. They will enjoy exams. They will enjoy their study. Third point, the destroyer of obstacles. Baba has reminded us, O child, I have given you the power to destroy all obstacles of your life. You know, in Bharat, which deity is worshipped as the destroyer of obstacles? Ganesh. In English they say elephant god. Ganesh, they know that he was the son of Shiva. And we are also the children of Shiva. So Baba has given us power to destroy all obstacles and has given us this awareness, a big challenge, that in near future you will have to destroy the obstacles of entire world. Prepare yourself for this great work. During the period of great change or a big destruction, this entire world, everyone will experience many, many obstacles in one's life. And we, Ganesh, the children of God, the destroyer of obstacles, will give them vibrations, will give them drashti, will create a thought in our mind, and they will get free from the obstacles. So accept it, that I have got this power. Baba has given me this blessing, that wherever you go, wherever your drashti will go, obstacles of that place will end. Fourth point, victorious jewel. One other most important awareness. We all have to realize it now. Remember Baba's words? That every kalpa you have won this maya. You got victory over everything in every kalpa. In this kalpa too, your victory is certain. It's sure that you will get victory in this war against maya. Accept these words of Baba. In every kalpa I have won this maya. I am very powerful, more powerful than maya. Maya is very weak in front of me. So what will happen? Our powers which are in dormant form will awaken, specifically power to win maya, and maya will become weak. We will experience that we are powerful and we will become capable to destroy maya. So it's a great thing. Those who won maya, in their memory there is a rosary in India, rosary of 108 beads. And just keep this determined thought in your mind that I am one among that rosary. Kalpago, I have won this maya. Again now, I am very powerful. I will definitely win this maya. Agree? We are very powerful. We are victorious jewels. Next thought is Master Gyan Surya. Master Gyan Surya, son of knowledge, son of might. Baba's words, I had listened many years before, that if you want to change the atmosphere of any place, sit there with this feeling that I am Master Gyan Surya, and from each part of my body rays of might are spreading out. So if you want to bring a change anywhere, you can do this practice immediately and you will experience that vibrations of that place have been changed. am the angel of purity, supremely pure soul. Or I love one word, Baba's word, you are the son of purity. Son, S-U-N. You are the son of purity. Your rays of purity goes out and bring a change in this entire nature. And we must know this secret, that the real or inner power of this nature is purity. We are pure, so we are giving energy to the nature. Pure energy will purify entire nature, will make this nature sato pradhan. So keep in your mind, just as a thirsty person wait for the water. Soon water come and I drink and quench my thirst. Likewise, this entire nature waits for our pure energy. So if we practice that I am supremely pure soul, or I am the angel of purity, son of purity, it means we serve nature. We give pure vibrations to this nature. So, don't think that I have to become supremely pure soul. It's very hard thing, very difficult thing. Believe it, I am. I am supremely pure. I am an angel of purity. So again, please, sit for 1 minute in deep silence. With this good feeling, I am an angel of purity. White rays of purity are going out from each part of my body. Om Shanti. So this way you can keep these 8-10 points of self-respect in your mind. Keep changing them. One can enjoy 1 point for a day, for 7 days, but other cannot enjoy 1 point forever. So it depends upon everyone's mind and brain. Keep changing. You can take 2-3 points for a day and do this practice. Now I would like to say something to you. We have today 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 4 days to meet Baba. I would like to give you 4 points to practice for 4 days. Would you like it? So for 2 days, note down please. I am a great soul. And just Baba is with me, with all of his powers, with his thousands of arms. Practice it at least 25 times up to till night. Tomorrow, I am an angel of purity. And from Baba, pure vibrations are coming down to me. Every hour, 5 times. Third day, I am Master Almighty. And Baba Almighty is over here, protection of canopy of protection, here. Baba is here, his rays, it has become my protection. So he is canopy of protection over my head. And on Baba's day, when you open your eyes in the morning, just see up above, visualize and feel that Baba is giving rays to this entire world. He's like sun in Brahmaloka, in soul world. His rays are coming down to this world. And then, enjoy one thought. I am most fortunate soul in the world because God Himself is coming down to meet with me today. You can dance at that day. No one is like me. I am most fortunate. I will see God today in front of me. And then visualize one thing. That Baba Almighty Gyan Sudhi is coming down slowly and slowly. He is coming down, and came in front of my eyes. He's here in front of my eyes. And his rays are coming to me. 5 times every hour. So do this tapasya in 4 days, and I hope you will enjoy Baba's meeting very much.